In recent months, a lot has been written, a lot has been said, a lot of discussions across the bass fishing world about the Professional Anglers Association. I felt it was time that we got Gene Ellison on the phone with us and talk a little bit on Bass Fan Radio about what actually is going on. You know, a lot of times things are taken out of context, or maybe the story is not done as well as maybe needs to be. And Gene, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Terry. It's really my pleasure to be here.
Well, let's talk, I guess, first of all, you know, the Professional Anglers Association had a trial run that didn't go as well as needed initially, and now all of a sudden everything has kind of taken off and starting to take shape with the professional anglers.
It really has, Terry. The momentum with the Pro Angler Association has really been fantastic over the last maybe 20, 22 weeks. And as you know, the mission of the PAA is to give the professional anglers a unified voice in order to grow the sport of professional bass fishing, to strengthen communications and relationships with the tournament organizations out there, and to maximize the opportunities for the members of the PAA to earn a living through the sport of professional bass fishing. And that's really what we're all about. Recently, as you mentioned, there's a lot of things going on out there through the media outlets. It's a result of the fact that this edition of the Pro Anglers Association and its 10-member board has been very, very well organized and has been very effective in getting their message out as who they are, what they're trying to accomplish. And as a result, there's some other organizations that have been controlling the industry for a number of decades who are a little bit concerned about the fact they may have to share a little piece of the pie going forward. I think that's what it's really all about, Terry.
Well, you know, and I think that's very astute in the fact that, you know, you look at, and I'm going to go to bass first. You know, they've been around a long, long time, over 35 years. And, you know, they've really had their situation is basically self-driven. You know, they could put whatever message they wanted to out. They could basically run things the way they wanted to. And the pros had to kind of follow suit. But when you become an organization that says, hey, you know, we'd like to have it this way, that kind of changes some things. And I think it does make people uneasy at times.
Yeah, I couldn't say it more concisely than you did, Terry. And the fact of the matter is that in the end, it's our hope that the Pro Anglers Association and BASS and FLW will all be very friendly working together to grow this sport. That's our ultimate goal.
Well, you know, we hear a lot more about BASS. That's why I started there. But FLW has a lot of anglers that are also participating and see the need. You know, they're both great trails. They both do a great job of supporting the anglers with their tournament trail. But in reality, there's a lot of starving anglers out there, isn't there?
Well, there really are. I've been quoted and criticized for stating some opinions that at the time when I made them, I believed them to be true, and I still do today. And if I made this comment, that certainly BASS has decided to kind of turn their whole tour format upside down and change its direction. Maybe, just maybe, that's going to be a very positive thing in the sport. And I really believe that perhaps 25 to 50 anglers for the first time in history will be able to make a very good living on that tour. However, with regards to my role with the Pro Anglers Association, my responsibility is to over 150, I think it might even be over 170 anglers. Our concern is how do we have an opportunity for these gentlemen to compete at a world-class event and at the same time over an entire season give themselves the opportunity to make a quality living. And so that's my concern with the new tour over there. With regards to FLW, FLW is doing a fabulous job with their tour. Obviously, their mission is to focus more on not just on the professional angler, but on the grassroots operation. And quite frankly, the feedback that we get from FLW anglers is they understand the tour that they fish over there at FLW. They're very pleased with how FLW is running their tour. And my hat is off to Mr. Jacobs and everybody over there. They've got a group of anglers over there very pleased with how that tour is being run.
Well, a very dedicated group, no question about it. Now, you know, on the bass side, of course, they talk about that being the AAA, and you know, I think there's a lot of consternation over that because, you know, most of us that cover the trails every day know there's great anglers in both trails. You know, if you look at what BASS has done, and you have to applaud them. I mean, I look at what they're doing, and they're really trying to showcase this sport at the highest level, and I kind of it's analogous to the pyramid. You know, they're taking only the top part of the pyramid now, and not really looking at the base and the middle part of the pyramid, but they're really trying to focus on the stars of the sport, which in reality, that may be a good way to go.
You may be right on the button, and that is their focus. And as with regards to the PAA, the problem, or I should say the conflict that presents, is that there are well over 50, 100 professional anglers that would like to compete at this level, and they're looking for the opportunity to do that.
Well, you know, you talk about some of the new things that changed at Bass and how you guys react to them. And now I know you talk about 150 guys that are dues-paying anglers that are part of the PAA, but there's a few guys out there that have said, you know, really this doesn't fit what I'm wanting to do. And how do you handle that? I mean, do you look at those guys and still embrace them and look at them as good, you know, professional anglers, or do you kind of say, well, you know, they're really not part of our organization?
My response to that would be that it's clear to me that there are some gentlemen fishing at the top levels of professional bass fishing that should be very excited about the opportunity to fish next year's BASS tour. That's clear to me. If the angler is not a member of the PAA or is a member of the PAA, I still feel the same way, that there are tremendous opportunities there for gentlemen who perform at that elite level. With regards to how does the PAA feel about anglers who are not part of our organization or not, I think that the Pro Anglers Association was designed to have a mission, and the mission of the PAA was to reach out to anglers who wanted to be part of a unified association, that wanted to have a voice, that wanted to that found perhaps there could be positive change made in the sport by organizing and having one voice and a lot of membership behind it. What the members who have joined the Pro Anglers Association have found out is that the benefits go far beyond that. We are already working on multiple discount packages for when these anglers are traveling. We're working with some of the largest medical insurance companies out there to look at the opportunity for medical insurance. And on top of that, we are looking to be putting together our own events for the future to hopefully be announced sometime in the very near future.
I was sitting on the outside looking in, and I have a lot of friends that do fish, and I know a lot of people at both trails. You look at this thing, and you know, the schedule right now is pretty tight. I mean, you've got a lot of different dates are already taken. When you guys look at your own trail and your own organization running its own trail, how do you establish those dates? And right now, are you trying to do that and get a schedule out?
If I could say it this way, we are in conversation and are very far down the line with some major sponsors for a Pro Anglers Association tour. And what we have done is we have looked at the calendar and have looked at the open dates, the dates that are not presently taken by FLW and BASS events. And those are the dates that we would be looking to fill should we get the sponsorship and should we be able to get an arrangement and go forward.
It's a great opportunity for some guys that aren't in that elite status to be able to get out and get involved and get engaged. You look at the whole sport as a whole, and after, you know, after all the time we've been looking at it, the last 4 or 5 years it's really grown and it's really become something. And it's looked at as a sport, not just some recreational hobby. The PAA has a big vital role in that as well.
It does, Terry, and I would share this with you, that it's my hope that the Pro Anglers Association is able to garner the type of loyalty and sponsorship that it would need to have its own tour. It's my hope that it won't just be an opportunity for the gentlemen who are not fishing at the top level. And what I mean by that is it would clearly be our goal, should we get the type of sponsorship that we need, to turn this into the most elite professional bass fishing tour that has ever existed on the planet.
Well, you know, the opportunity's there with the right anglers. There's no question about it. You know, we saw some indication of that when we did the Top Gun Championship. You know, these guys were very excited about what happened and what went on at that event. And, you know, you look at the PAA, and it's very similar to what we did with the Top Gun.
Terry, I have to tell you, I need to congratulate you and everyone at Bass Fan, and on top of that, your sponsor, Cabela's, for taking the risk to reach out there and put on that Top Gun event, because unfortunately I was previously committed and could not attend that event. The feedback that I have gotten face to face from the anglers that participated in that event was that event was run in a terrific fashion. And what I mean by that is it was not only professionally run, it was not only well organized by the same, but maybe more importantly is that the anglers were made to feel welcome at that event. The sponsors that were there were made to feel welcome at that event. And on top of that, specifically, several of the anglers mentioned to me that they had not been at an event where they had more fun, where they felt more relaxed and felt more appreciated than at that Top Gun event. So congratulations to you and everyone else there at Bass Fan and at Cabela's for running a fantastic event.
Well, I appreciate that. It's kind of an unpaid commercial there. Hey, Gene, I tell you what we're going to do. We're gonna do a second part here, and what I want to do is break away from this part, and then I'm going to get you back on Bass Fan Radio, and we're going to do a second part. Is that all right?
That's fine.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.